Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 30th of January at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show and let you know that I am over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. That's number one, number two, radio.com. And also, I am live streaming this event. If you'd rather watch than listen, you can head over to... I almost got sidetracked. I did get sidetracked. I gotta quit looking at the chat for just a minute. You can head over to YouTube or Facebook and search for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream there. So you can find me either way. If you are in the chat room in either of the live streams, I've got my eyes on that. And if you are in the chat room here on 12 Radio, I'm also right there. So you can find me any way you slice it. I do think we'll have some time for some readings today. So if you do want a reading, maybe hold on to it for now because it's going to be later in the show. But we should get to a few of those. So I want to say hello to everybody. So good to see you here. Sid, it is a new music intro, a new intro completely. Yeah, we tried it out last week, right? But it was kind of, it wasn't exactly right. So then after the show, I pulled it down and reworked it. And this is where we are. So I don't know. Do we like it? I had the old one for like 3 years. It was really time for a change. And I'm really feeling the cottagecore aesthetic right now. So I kind of went that direction with it. So I don't know. Let me know. Yes, no, maybe so. Anything about it you don't like? Are the segments too long? Are they too short? Is the music too... I don't know. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right? Well, we are having like faux spring. It's wild. We are melting like crazy. The dogs and the pigs are playing outside a ton. We still have snow, but it's... We're up in the 40s every day, and my whole driveway has melted off, which is pretty cool. Not even out there trying to die. And the sun is shining every day, which honestly, for January, last year, from January into February, we went 32 days without seeing the sun, and it really showed around here. People were so depressed, were so flat. It was awful. So I'm loving that we have so much sun this January. A little worried about it being so warm. I don't know how that's going to translate in the summer, if we're going to have enough water, yada, yada. But I'm not hating it right now. And the pigs are so happy. There's some spots in my yard, like under our pine trees, that usually don't get any snow, or at least don't get very much snow. And there's no snow out there now. And the piggies are just out there laying against the fence, catching some sun. They couldn't be happier. So I'm here for it. So I hope you guys are not freezing to death. My Boise kids are telling me it's been in the 50s this week. Crazy. Speaking of Boise, we made another mad dash to Boise over the weekend to go to a Boise State basketball game. And it was fabulous. They lost in overtime. So the loss kind of sucked. But the game, my gosh, it was a sold out stadium. And that stadium seats somewhere around 13,000. And it was amazing. The crowd was crazy. It was super fun. So I'm making good use of that Christmas present, man. Poor Scott. I just keep grabbing him and we keep running back to Boise. But hey, you only live once, right? You got to have fun. You got to do what you got to do. So that's pretty much what's new in my world. We have some very kind of sad, weird breaking news in our family, but in Scott's family, that doesn't affect us all that much right now. But I will share it all with you, but probably not today because I don't have a whole lot to say. But there's some things going on. So lots of prayers and good vibes for Scott's family actually would be very much appreciated. And yes. Here we are. I'm confused about something. This is the dumbest conversation. Have I shared my copper bracelets with you guys on Etsy? I can't remember if I have shared them or not. So will you tell me? I had a couple of things on Etsy I wanted to share, and I don't want to bore the hell out of you guys. So I got to ask, because I don't know what I'm doing. It's hard to say. No one really knows, especially me. But I am. Let's actually just go to Etsy right now so I can share a couple of things. Because you know me, I have been creating. Weirdly, the last 2 days, I have been completely devoid of thought. Like, oh, that's right. You are right, Tara. Thank you. All right. Well, maybe I'll share them with you again just for fun. Yesterday I couldn't create a thing. I sat at my computer forever, walked down to the glass studio. Nothing came out of me. I ended up spending most of the day watching some trials and doing true crime work because I had not a creative thought in my head. Luckily today I'm moving again, but boy, as a creator, it's always a disconcerting feeling when you feel like your creativity has gotten up and left. It's, for me, it means stop it. You know, it means stop. Don't push it. Don't make yourself crazy. Just go do something else. Don't. If I work too hard for creativity, I might as well just hang it up because all I'm going to do is fight myself. And I don't really want to. And it's so unproductive for me. But sometimes I have to remember that. Because yesterday I'm like, you have like 100 projects you wanted to work on. My whiteboard has several things on it that I want to do. And I just couldn't pull anything out. Ugh. But anyway, that feels a lot better today. So sometimes that goes on for weeks or months. And I hate it. But I think that's not the case this time. I hope not. I hate that. All right. Well, we're going to do bracelets again. We're just doing it again. So these are bracelets that I have made. They are copper cuff bracelets. They are flame painted. They're hammered. They're engraved. They're burnished. They have several, it takes several applications to make these bracelets, but I love them so much. So, they're of the mountains. You know, I live very near the Tetons, so they're not exactly the Tetons, but I'm calling them the Tetons because that's how I am. This is the gist of them. I love copper. I love flame-painted copper. I love distressed copper. And, you know, a lot of people feel like copper bracelets particularly really help with their arthritis. So it's awesome. I love it. But you can order a 6-inch or a 7-inch, depending on how long your wrist is. How long is your wrist? How big around your wrist is? But anyway, that is them. And then I also wanted to share with you, I'm going to close that. I wanted to share with you a couple of fused glass pendants that I have posted. See, I had some creativity going yesterday. Not yesterday, last week. Yesterday was not the day. Okay, these necklaces. I had three, but I sold one pretty much right off the bat. So I still have this set. So they're dichro or dichroic glass. They're fused glass. And the way you make these versus what you see here is pretty crazy because it is crushed glass and broken glass and little bits of glass that are all layered on top of each other and put in the kiln to about 1500 degrees and then cooled. And this is what you get. And they are beautiful. It's really hard to take pictures. And I'm sure other people have better plans or ideas than I do about it. But it's really hard to do them justice. I took them outside because I think natural light a lot of times is the best. But they are so freaking pretty. So I had to share those. Yeah. So that's what's new in my world, in my world of Etsy and creative designs. At least what I have published. I have some other fun stuff on the back burner, but again, I have to figure it out. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, really? We have a spammer already. Let me delete them. Could I make one that says fuck off? Oh, yeah, easily. I even have little stamps flipping the bird, Lillian. So I could do you the whole package. Yeah. Yeah, I would gladly do that for you. Stuff like that's a little hard to put on Etsy because, well, you know, rules and things. But maybe you could. You could just put an asterisk, you know. At least for marketing stuff, right? But I love that. Yeah. So, yeah, if you really do want me to do you one, I definitely can. Maybe I'll just do a few for fun. They are supposed to be good for arthritis. Yeah. Copper is supposed to be good for arthritis. A lot of people wear copper bracelets. My dad had rheumatoid arthritis, and he was a barber. So as you can imagine, his hands, wrists, shoulders were always, you know, a problem for him. And he had double carpal tunnel surgery at one point because, you know, these were problem areas for him. And the man, I mean, he cut hair for 40-some years and knocked out as many haircuts a day as he could. And so he was, you know, it was a lot. So he wore copper bracelets on both wrists always. I think he had a copper ring too. Yeah. Make it for me. Nothing graphic. So you do want the, you do want the flipping the birds or you don't? You tell me. I can do it. I love it. I actually made rings for all of the girls in our family for Christmas that are like the wraparound rings. So it's the ends of the rings that show up on your finger. And so the top part on your that would show up on your finger said B, and the bottom one said kind. But then on the inside of the band, I stamped these is how I made them, said of a bitch. I loved them. Be kind of a bitch. I didn't make myself one. And I can't believe it. I still need to make me one. But they turned out so cute and funny. The girls absolutely loved them. No bird. Got it. Pamela really needs a copper bodysuit. Yeah, I hear this. Me too. You can get copper-infused sheets. You can get copper-infused clothing. All along the same lines of copper being good for inflammation. But yeah. So I probably should make the Be Kind of a Bitch rings and put them on Etsy because, you guys, I love them. They turned out so freaking cute. Anyway. And I'm still mad that I didn't think to make myself one while I was at it. Maybe that's what I should do today. Oh, gosh. I'm really a big fan of Snark, to be honest. Totally honest. I think you guys know that, but thank you, Renee. Okay. Well, let's change gears and take a look at Luminous. There's a lot in there I wanted to get to today because Inbulk is coming right up. And I get super excited when we hit Inbulk because while here in Idaho, we might still not get spring for a couple of months, though this year I think it's tough to say. It is like early spring, pre-spring celebrations starting, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm here for it. So I'm going to share my screen. I changed all of the art over this week for February, for Valentine's Day, and you guys probably know this about me, but I am a fool for Valentine's Day. and especially all of the art that comes along with it. So you're going to have to deal with it for a whole month. But then we'll really start into spring in earnest. And I love all the spring artwork too. So it's going to get good. I love it. All right. So I did call the magazine Blessed in Bulk this week because of February 1st. That's, of course, is in bulk. And it's also the day of the goddess Brigitte. And a lot of you guys, I know, really resonate with her. I do as well. So lots of things to celebrate. So my musings, I put together an article about ways to celebrate in bulk. So let's talk about it. I hear from you guys a lot, and I really resonate with this sentiment because I really feel it too, that you frequently find yourself feeling like you want to do something around the turns of the wheel, around sacred days. There's just that need in you to do something hands-on, to do something ceremonial, to do something. And you might not have ever done something like this before, but you may still kind of feel this drive that you need to or want to do something. And I understand that so much because I have felt that way so many times. So on that note, I want to give you some ideas of things you can do for in bulk. Create a sacred space. That would be setting up an altar or some kind of sacred space in your home to celebrate in bulk. This could be a shelf. It could be your kitchen table or a spot on the counter. It could be your dresser. It could be a corner of your desk. It does not require a ton of space. I hear you guys say sometimes, my cats will not leave it alone. Got it. Put it on a shelf, at the top of a bookshelf, or mount a shelf on the wall that is your altar, but put it up where the kitties can't get to it so that you can have your sacred space. I get it. I live with mini pigs. A lot of my world is adjusted for, you know, so they don't ruin everything I have. But if you have cats and it's a worry for you, just put a shelf on the wall. And then you can put whatever you want to on that shelf and renew it whenever you want to. So for in bulk, you can use things like candles. Highly recommend if you're putting something on the wall, like a shelf, that you use battery-operated candles, but that's up to you. Representations of the sun, seeds, spring flowers. Just about this time, where I live at least, we start to see jasmine in the stores. Like the little jasmine, you know, like hearts and stuff like that. And while I can't make jasmine stay alive to save me, every jasmine plant I've ever bought dies. I don't think they're meant to live. Maybe other people are great with them, but every one I've ever bought lives for about 4 weeks and then it is completely gone. So, but I buy them anyway because they smell amazing. And to me, that's that in bulk scent or that scent of early spring. So at any rate, even if you can't keep it alive forever, I highly recommend jasmine. This is about when we start to see freesia in the store too. And I love those. So anyway, a flowering plant, something pretty, something that has a beautiful scent to it is a great idea. Images or statues of Brigitte. She's the Celtic goddess of fire, poetry, and healing. And as we know, she is closely associated with this festival. You can light candles. Light candles to symbolize the returning light and warmth of the sun. White, yellow, and orange candles are particularly appropriate. You can also use gold candles. And you can use green candles. Green candles are invitation of the returning of the green as well. As you light your candle, visualize yourself welcoming the increasing light into your life and dispelling any darkness or negativity. On that note, if there is some darkness and negativity happening in your world right now, consider burning a black candle. Black candles are amazing for absorbing and transmuting darker stuff, heavier stuff, negative stuff, unnecessary stuff. So don't shy away from or hesitate to use a black candle. Black candles are really powerful. When I am like hired to go into a space, a business, or a home to do a clearing, the first thing I do is light a black candle because it immediately starts helping with the work. Perform a purification ritual. This makes me feel like I need to like spring clean and scrub my house. And yes, I do. I need to declutter like a mofro. There is so much in this house that could leave. It's just stupid. I've been thinking a lot about that, like hitting it hard. But it's also a physical and spiritual purification time. You can take a ritual bath with herbs like lavender, rosemary, chamomile, rose petals. As you soak, you can imagine yourself washing away any stagnant energy or negative energy, making way for new growth and opportunities. That's a great way to do it. Plant seeds. Oh, dear God. I don't want Scott to hear this. It's about now when he starts staring at seeds in the store and suddenly I'm starting to see flats of starts all over my house in the sunniest of windows to get stuff going. Because honestly, if you want really big, thick, meaty tomato plants in the summer, we're within a few weeks of getting them started if that's what you want, because it takes some time. But planting seeds, they are, of course, representation of the coming spring of renewal, of rebirth. So you can plant seeds or bulbs in your garden, if that's possible for you, or in pots indoors. Plants that are sacred to Brigitte are daffodils, snowdrops, or crocuses. As you plant your seeds, infuse them with intentions for the coming season, for personal growth, creative projects, or healing. We actually ordered some double ruffle, hollyhocks. I almost couldn't remember. Hollyhocks and last fall, and we were waiting. We're going to plant a whole row of hollyhocks between our house and the road. And so you plant them late fall or early spring. So I'm just waiting. I mean, we still have snow, but at some point here, I'm going to be able to drop those suckers in the ground and see how they do. So we'll see. My yard, we have an acre. We have lots of land and can grow a big garden, and we have two greenhouses. The problem we run into, and what a great problem to have, is that we have so many trees that we're ending up a lot of spots in our yard that used to be good 15 years ago, you know, for a garden, aren't anymore because we just are quite shaded. But that's because we have so many marvelous trees. So how could you even begin to complain about that? So I've been seeking out more plants that are shade lovers because they just do better here. And I'm not mad. Okay. Make Brigitte's crosses. In Ireland, it's traditional to make Brigitte's crosses out of rushes or straw to invoke the goddess's blessing and protection. You can make smaller versions out of pipe cleaners or craft sticks and hang them in your home as a talisman for protection and good fortune. That would go great on your altar, too. You could also make these out of sticks. You could make them out of hemp. There's a lot of things you could make them out of. So you can be very creative on that if you want to. Create a vision board if you haven't already. You know, years ago, we always made a vision board in January. That was just a part of the new year, right? That was how we were manifesting. And then I think vision boards became kind of cliche. I don't know. People don't ever talk about them anymore, but they're actually super effective and still really worth doing. So it's a good time to set intentions. My advice to you is that you consider what you want to create over the summer months, or maybe throughout the rest of the year. Is there some travel that you want to do? Is there a job change or a move? Is there like some healthy habits that you want to adopt? Are there some social things that you want to bring into your life? Are you manifesting love? Whatever those things are, have some fun with it. Get out your paste and your scissors and your magazines. If you don't have any, go pick up a few and sit down and make some fun stuff. Making vision boards is fun. You can do this as simply as just buying, going to the dollar store and buying an 8x10 frame or a document frame and, you know, fitting it into that so you could frame it and hang it up somewhere. Or you could go way bigger. You could do the whole thing digitally and just print it and hang it on the fridge. You can do it however you want to, but vision boards are a great idea, and this is a really good time of year to do that. If you do frame it or, you know, make a physical copy of it, do put it on your altar where you're going to see it regularly and remember what your goals are. Tara says she's got hers done for the year. That's awesome. I haven't done one this year. I really, really should. Maybe that's what'll snap me into a more creative place. Celebrate with community. I know some of you have plenty of that and some of you do not. Some of you live in places that simply do not have a metaphysical community at all. Some of you live in places that you don't feel comfortable or safe, or you just don't know anybody. So I know that's not for everyone, but if it is, you will find New Agey groups in your area that are likely doing something to celebrate in bulk. If not, you could have your own little potluck where everybody brings something made with seasonal ingredients, or somebody brings something that speaks of spring to them. You could just do this with yourself too, if you wanted to. Give back. Honor the spirit of generosity and abundance by giving back to your community. You could volunteer. You could perform an act of kindness or compassion. You could donate a little money to something that's important to you. You could clean up a walking trail. There's so many different things you could do. You know what works for you and what is good in your community or what's needed, so you decide. But giving back is always a great way to honor the turns of the wheel and to experience and celebrate community. Divination and reflection. It's a really psychic time. It's a very magical time. So pull a few cards or runes or scry if you scry. Meditation, journaling, daydreaming. You decide, but do something that exercises your intuition. And express gratitude. Expressing gratitude for all the blessings in your life, big and small. You can write a list, or you can just speak some words of thanks and for your abundance. You could talk them out with somebody else, but just expressing gratitude is such a good way to bring more of the same or better into your life. So that's it. Those are some great thoughts for in bulk. So you don't have to do them all, but you might consider doing a couple of things that help to invite the sun back, and let's all do that. Gently, of course, gently. All righty. So a bit astrology for the week from Kelly. She says this is a week of curiosity, insight, action, and healing. I love it. Yep. So she's got some good thoughts. She said this week is heavy on Mercury, which can be a very quick moving and rapidly changing energy. I think that's interesting. I think that this is a good week for you to allow your energy to ebb and flow, you know, kind of like that creative wall I hit yesterday. Or I talked to several people yesterday that said that they just couldn't get off the couch. So we were probably in the ebb, and today we're more in the flow. But the key there, I think, is to let it change. Let your energy change. Just because you felt like this about something yesterday doesn't mean you necessarily feel the same about it today, right? This is a good week to gather info. So if you are a studier or a researcher, this is a really good week for that. Keep your mind open and your eyes open. And I could see many of you, because it's in bulk and because many of us will be feeling a pull to our ancestors or a pull to past lives where we did experience in bulk in a way that we don't really now, you may really feel drawn to your ancestry right now. And that's always a great place to dive down the rabbit hole and study. All right. And as always, you can see Kelly's full work over on her Patreon. And that is, hold on. I don't know why. I can't ever remember. Oh, it's House of Bleep on Patreon. So for a very small contribution, you can see all of her scopes every week. And it's very worth it. I love that she's doing Patreon because she's found a way to be able to do all of the work and the writing she does, which is immense, and receive a small compensation for it. It'll never be enough. It'll never be nearly the amount of time she puts in, but it's smart. I think it's a wise decision, and I'm here for it. Okay. My tip of the week are 5 crystals for manifesting love. Now listen to me. You may not be manifesting love in the sense of a romantic partner, or maybe you are, but don't forget manifesting love in the sense of family, chosen family, neighbors, friends, coworkers, all of those things. Love isn't just romantic. There's so much more than that in everyone's life. And I think when we're manifesting love, we forget sometimes about all of the wonderful other relationships we have or we could have or could be manifesting or growing with. So, with that being said, rose quartz, known as the love stone, this crystal aids in attracting new love into your life. It opens your heart center, restoring love and trust. In energy work, we usually see pink and green in your heart chakra. The green, and a lot of you have very green hearts, the green is unconditional love. This is your love for others, for humanity, for the universe, etc. And you have a lot of it. What sometimes I see lacking in your heart chakras is pink. And the pink is self-love. And some of you guys can love everybody else truly, madly, deeply, intensely, ferociously, and really lack in the self-love department. So no shame in that game at all, but it is something that I am constantly seeing. And when I work with you guys, that's something that I work with in your heart a lot, is putting more pink in. So if you get a rose quartz, or especially a heart rose quartz, maybe consider that being your love stone for yourself. Emerald. This is the gemstone of successful love. It encourages romantic bliss and loyalty. Seraphinite. I cannot express to you adequately enough how much I love seraphinite. If you've never had a piece of seraphinite, get yourself a Valentine's Day present right this damn minute. Seraphinite is absolutely wonderful. It has the most lovely hand feel. It has the most beautiful vibration. I should have brought a piece of seraphinite, one of mine, to show you. But seraphinite is a lovely stone. It is not cheap. Be prepared. But it is so worth it. If you ever have a chance to get a piece of seraphinite, go for it. Chrysocolla. Chrysocolla helps. Chrysocolla. Not sure what I just said. This stone helps to increase your capacity to love by healing heartache. It will empower both men and women to communicate in a clear and loving way. And then rhodochrosite, another fabulous stone. Rhodonite and rhodochrosite both have such a delicious vibe. They're so neat. This gemstone attracts you to your soulmate, or attracts your soulmate to you. A rhodochrosite crystal brings the most healing medicine of all, unconditional love. Love it. Okay. Moving on. Christy brings us the root crown connection in her energy exercise this week. I highly recommend you do this energy exercise at least once, if not a few times intermittently throughout the week, because this is helping to ground you, balance your crown, which helps everything else flow beautifully in between. And in this energy that's had a lot of starts and stops, sometimes you need a little help to keep your energy flowing appropriately. So highly recommended. All right, over at True Crime Squad, as you can imagine, there is so much going on. It's not even funny. So you can check that out. One report I did last week was about, in our one of our dumb criminal segments, was about a woman in Michigan. You guys, I cannot with this. A woman in Michigan who stole a horse and buggy from a Walmart. This is a place where there are Amish people. And she, no kidding, went to this Walmart and saw this horse and buggy out front. And this woman hopped in that horse and buggy and took off in it. Can you imagine doing that? I mean, that's not going to be hard to spot. Also, somebody was sitting in their truck and watched her do it and could see very well that she was not Amish and this was probably not hers, and called the police and they picked her up not too long after. But I guess I've heard it all now. What the hell? Anyway, I want to introduce you to Christy's new store. She had kind of a rough start and it sucks, but she had opened her little her fidget store on Etsy, immediately had 5 sales, a whole bunch of people following it, good things rolling, and for whatever reason, Etsy decided that she had violated their terms and services, though they would never tell her how or why, and closed her account. Just ended it. She'd put so much work into getting it going, and they just went, not today. And it really, really sucked. So she moved her store to Instagram. So if you were looking for her or if you wanted to look for that, she's Fidget Whimsy on Instagram. And so I am going to share. I'm going to share her page with you, but I think I'll finish. I know, weird, right, Tara? I wondered if fidget is actually a protected word, if that's why that happened. She doesn't have any idea. They wouldn't tell her. She appealed it and they upheld the ban and that was it. Just overdone. I can't figure it out. I have had such good luck on Etsy. I don't know why that happened to her, but she picked herself up and moved over to Instagram. So I'm going to give you a little tour of her Insta page here in just a minute, but I think I'll finish what we're doing here first. So Anita brings us the goddess Bridget or Brigid. You might see that sometimes it's spelled with a D and sometimes it's spelled with a T. Same girl, just different spellings. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video, Desire for Manifestation and Tangible Things. And I don't know if you have noticed, but Jamie is back on 1-2 Radio on Mondays. She did take a little break away from us, but she is back. So I'm so happy for that. She is a radio master and I adore her. So I'm happy for that. Lots of new meditations over at Planet Meditation. So that's on YouTube, of course. You can check all of these out. And there's many more. I have over 100 meditations over there now. So I'm excited. And I actually recorded a guided meditation for the full moon. You might have seen it. I put it on my socials and I published it in the Daily Dish. But you can still go check that out if you want to. And that is it. That's Luminous this week. So I hope that gives you some ideas about how to celebrate in bulk or, how to put together something that you want to do. I'm going to share a quick link in both chat rooms here for Fidget Whimsy. And then I'm going to share the screen and we'll go look at it a little bit. Right, it really sucks to do that without an explanation. It happens to us with true crime on YouTube sometimes. Sometimes YouTube refuses to monetize a video, and it all they will tell you is you violated their terms and conditions. How? They don't know. And a lot of times, if they deny that, if we appeal it, we win. We win like 95% of the time. It's silly. But every once in a while, they say no on one, even after an appeal, and it makes no sense to me at all. But it is kind of hard to be a true crimer, though, on Etsy because, or not on Etsy, sorry, on YouTube, you know, because you are talking about murder and unaliving and, you know, all the bad stuff. And so I think sometimes those are just, you know, words or phrases that maybe get you flagged. I don't really know. I know that our language sometimes maybe gets us banned over there, maybe, or not banned, but, you know, demonetized for some reason. I think the F word might do it. But then again, I don't really know. This is cranberry juice, by the way, in case you're wondering. I'm not drinking wine at noon. Even if I wanted to, I am not. Okay. Actually, since my stomach got rowdy a couple of weeks ago and put me in the hospital, I have been very, very careful about anything that goes in this girl, because I'm not going back to that. Okay, so here is her page. So what she's making, and you guys, these are so freaking cute. I have one, but does that share that page? How does that work? Oh, it does. So they're resin, but they have a liquid core in them. So like this little unicorn, she has a liquid core in her snout and in her tummy that is just like, she calls it a magical liquid core or a potion. And that you could shake it up a little bit and play with them. So if you're a fidgeter, you know, if you're somebody that always has to have something in your hands, these are really fun. I think they're very hard to photograph and be able to, you know, give you the whole experience. But they're adorable and I love them. These little snails, I think, are so cute. I actually bought one of these from her. Their shell has a liquid core in them. And there is some real magic to making this happen. You cannot put liquid in resin without a barrier. So there's some real magic to making these work. But she's doing an amazing job with them. So at any rate, if you're interested in any of that, go check it out. She's putting more and more stuff out every day. Her whales are so cute. They have a liquid core head. My God. It's so cute. So anyway, there you go. That is Fidget Whimsy. So you guys can go check it out for yourselves. Lots of fun. Laurie said, I wouldn't blame you if you were drinking wine. I thought that's what it was. I know. A while back, I had a message from a listener from True Crime that was like, said something like, I wish I could drink wine while I was at work. And I'm like, oh, that was not, it's not wine, but sometimes it is, to be fair, but just cranberry juice, not that exciting. All right. I'm going to jump into the comments here quickly. Let's see. I know who said that their car got broken into. No, I'm not seeing it. One of you guys got smacked down pretty good. It was Tay, wasn't it? Oh, Jessica was in the ER yesterday with gallstones. Ah, no. Rude. So are you going to get your gallbladder out? I'm going to tell you something. If you have gallstones that are making you that sick, get your gallbladder out. It's not worth screwing around with it. At some point, you'll have to. Like, at some point, you'll have to. And it's so much better to do it before you are sick as hell. So if they're recommending it, Jessica, don't. Don't hold off. Just do it. You will not believe how much better you feel. You'll also be surprised how your gallbladder was causing pain in places that you didn't realize, like your shoulder and your upper back and maybe even the hip. Gallbladder radiates into really weird places. So, but I'm very sorry. That sucks. Okay. Yeah, it was Tay. She said, the energy is icky lately. I got my car broken into and attempted to be stolen this morning. Exactly a year from when they succeeded last time. I hope you... I need good energy. Yeah, you do. Well, we'll all send some good energy your way. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Good Lord. That sucks. Sid said, I love dichro glass. How is the metallic effect achieved? You know what is so wild, Sid? So I have dichro glass that was ordered, you know, for glass fusing in little sheets. And then you just use these little nippers and break off pieces and you stack them up in your mold. But it's clear. The glass is like clear iridescent until it goes into the heat and is heated up to 1500 degrees. And then it completely changes the way it looks. I was shocked when I pulled these out of the kiln because I had no idea they were going to be that bright. I thought they were going to be more like opalescent or opaque. No, not at all. It's pretty cool. It's alchemy, you know? Yeah. Let's see. Me says their birthday's on the 10th. Well, happy upcoming birthday. Homegrown tomatoes are heaven. There's nothing better than homegrown tomatoes. You just can't. They're in the store. They are just not the same. Hey, Eva. Let's see. Pamela said she has been talking to loved ones that have passed, and it feels really good. Good for you, Pamela. You know, you guys, you can talk to your loved ones that have passed without them, without having to hear a response. They still hear you, whether you hear them or not. So talk to them. You will feel better. Hey, Deb. Let's see. Sid said those are cool. A nice welcome departure to the PVC plastic fidget gadgets. Yeah, for sure. And they're handmade. Could be vodka cranberry. No kidding. And I could mess up a good vodka cranberry. Or better, add some lime to it and make it a Cosmo. That's my favorite. One of Larry's friend's cars got broken into last week, too. Dang it, man. Oh, Tay said, I don't recommend having a Hyundai. Second time and I'm over it. Yes, that sucks. It's pretty amazing to see the glass transform, especially because once the heating is done, I usually take a really fast peek into the kiln just to make sure that I heated it enough and got what I wanted. And at that point, it's all bright orange because it's so hot that everything in the kiln is just glowing orange or red. And so then you have to close the kiln, get out of there, and just let it cool for several hours before you go back in and bother it. Because you don't want to be opening the kiln a whole bunch. It's bad for when it's hot like that. It's bad for the glass and the kiln. So you take a fast peek because you need to. But then you have to be patient and walk away and not mess with it. And that's hard. It's hard for me. I can't leave it alone. Jane said, I just Googled fidget whimsy. It doesn't come up in Google searches, but Windy Whimsical has a bunch of fidget toys. So maybe they flagged Christie's page. Ah, interesting. Maybe so. Who knows? Dumb Etsy. Yeah. Okay. Just jumping into the other chat. Suzanne said, love hearing you live. What a month. The energy has been so wonky. It has really been up and down, hasn't it? Really up and down. Oh, see, Denise, this was exactly my thought. She said, steal a horse and buggy. Who knows how to handle horses on the spur of the moment? That was exactly my thought. I mean, first of all, I thought, why would you do that? Like, that worries to me. That's really putting the horses in jeopardy because they're not your horses. They don't know you. You don't know how to manage them specifically? And what if something went way off the rails, you know? But also, this person was obviously not thinking. And so what if she ran those horses right out into traffic and something happened to them? Or God, I don't know. That was my thought. It was, how would you dare be handling somebody else's horses like that? But again, you can't make reason out of unreasonable stuff. But my thought too. Denise also said, just submitted application for a place on Dudley Street. Does the outcome seem good? Actually, it does, Denise. That feels really good. I think that may very well be where you end up landing. I don't hate it. That feels pretty good. Maureen said, would love a card from Megan. She's still waiting on news for acceptance to DO school. She's been accepted to MD. Oh, Maryland, I think you mean. But wants Philadelphia or New Jersey. Would love your thoughts if time permits. Okay. Well, yay on being accepted to Maryland. She's definitely going now. We just have to get her settled where she wants to be. So, yes, let's pull her a card. And good job, Megan. I know this has been a journey, a long one. So, way to go. And good job, Mom, because you have supported her through thick and thin. Hell and high water. The best of it and the worst of it. I could go on. I should probably stop. I got it right. Okay. Let's see. So Megan, I'm going to pull her a couple of cards actually. Actually, I feel like she may get waitlisted for one of those schools and at the end of the day actually get in. So she's going to have some options. All right. So the first card was mental conflict, which is where she is now, you know, conflicted about where she wants to go or what she wants to do and who's going to accept her. And it sucks. But she has somewhere to go. We know that now. So that can take some pressure off, which is amazing. But the additional card I pulled is the light card. And this card always indicates to me that good things are coming. They're unfolding. For her, it's just the patience and the unknowing that I think really is grinding her gears right now. But I do feel like Maureen, she's going to have some choices and that she will be able to land where she wants to be. Or where she lands will be a good place for her, in other words. So, yay, Megan. Congratulations to all of you. Oh, Denise said, yay on the place being a good fit. Thanks for checking. Absolutely. Denise, I even feel like they don't have crazy hordes of critters that want to chew all the wiring out of your car. So wouldn't that be neat? Oh, for God's sake, really? We have a scammer again in the chat room. Kim Manny, I'm sure you're not actually listening, but no, stop doing these things. Okay. Blocked and deleted. Goodness sake. Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Gypsy Rose, or Gypsy Rose. Oh my gosh. That was a crazy slip. Tara. She's actually Gypsy Skies Caravan. Gypsy Rose. See, I just have true crime on the mind. Said, should I sell at the farmer's market again this year? That's a resounding yes. I actually feel like you're going to come up with a couple of new products or collaborations to add to what you're already doing that will be really worth it. So yes, the answer is yes. Also, just for the community sake of it and that community gathering sense for you is really important. So yes, yes, yes. Okay. I'm dying that I called you Gypsy Rose. That is too funny. Right, Tay? Some of you guys don't know who Gypsy Rose is, I can tell. That's so funny. Oh, gosh. It really is cranberry juice, I promise. Heaven's sake. All righty. I'm going to pull a card for Deb. Tara knew. She knew it was her the whole time. Oh, Lillian, maybe she was a shunned Amish woman. Well, that's a plot twist. What if she was? You know what's funny about it? The police never released her name. I read multiple articles about this before I reported on it, and her name was never released, which is kind of strange because usually when charges are filed, the names are always released, but her name and face was not. So, interesting thought. Deb, I have good news for you. The main card I pulled for you is Prosperity Begins. So that's a good thought. I really like this thinking of in bulk that we have a seed planting that is now growing. You also look at the two hands behind that tree. This is cooperation, and sometimes that means that it's, two people or more. And then you pull up the second card I pulled, which is partnerships and alliances. And again, we have hands holding. Interesting, right? I feel like this could be partnerships and alliances either with family members or friends. I could also see you picking up some new friends or community, that you haven't had in the past, or maybe just need to strengthen from the past. But I feel like there is some good stuff here coming for you in that sense. So prosperity and I think more social stuff that's positive. I love it. Gypsy Rose the stripper. No, Gypsy Rose is a girl who her mother had Munchausens by proxy. There have been several movies and documentaries put out about her. And so Gypsy's whole life, she was in a wheelchair. She was told that she had cancer along with a myriad of other illnesses. And her mother managed to talk doctors into doing all kinds of treatments, surgeries, chemo, all kinds of stuff on this little girl, and there was nothing wrong with her. And unfortunately, when she was a teenager, she developed a relationship with a man that became a boyfriend, and eventually they murdered her mother. So it's not a happy story, but she went to prison and she has now done her time, and the prison basically raised her. Because she was raised in such dysfunction that she just didn't really know how to do anything. So the prison pretty much raised and rehabilitated her, and she was just recently released from prison, and she's married, and she's just moving forward with a lot of growth, and it's a good thing. So anyway, that's who Gypsy Rose is. But in case you're wondering, okay, I gotta hurry, hurry, hurry. Going to pull a card for Jane. I'm going to pull single cards because I have about 90 seconds left. So Jane is thinking about the house she's renting is under contract and she'd like some insight. Okay, the card is Memories of Love. This card is usually a card that talks about grief. So, I know that you have had more than your fair share these last few years. And I wonder, Jane, if there's a message here about continuing to process through your grief and your stuff. Because I know you've been really going through your stuff, trying to, prepare yourself for being ready to move. I would recommend that you do some really good space clearings in that place with clear all your stuff as much as you can to help just release that griefy vibe. To help you get clear. Okay. This is for me. Me, the card is emotional withdrawal. And that is typically a pretty good indication that that's how maybe you're feeling. And that's okay. There's a lot of empaths right now where the energy has been so chaotic, they are pretty withdrawn. Nothing wrong with it. Just take care of yourself. And while you might be withdrawn, do creative things. You might not be feeling social, but still do things that are good for you and that spark your interest and your creativity. That's the most important part. You'll be back to feeling more social sometime in February, but for now, I feel like that withdrawn energy is just where you are. So take advantage of it to do some things that you want to do for you. All right, Cynthia. The card is Foundation and Achievements. This card usually indicates that there is some kind of growth going on in your life that's paying off. This, I feel like, could be some good financial news. I feel like it also could just be a strengthening of your family unit or your chosen friend unit that you're a part of. So right now, don't hesitate to be the one that organizes or plans things. I feel like some of the other people in your world are very unable to do that right now. So you be the one. You be the one that checks on everybody. You be the one that shows up with cookies or that, notices when somebody else in your world is struggling. You'll get some reciprocation on that later on. But right now, it feels to me like you're kind of at the center of needing to do that for some of the others around you. Okay. I do have to, my goodness, another scammer. 3-in-1 show. What the hell? How is this going on? All right. Well, anyway. Thanks you guys so much for being here. We have to go. This has been yet another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.